For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Have you ever wondered about your purpose on earth? Last week, Pastor Holland examined the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy and the children of Israel as they experienced 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. A common thread binding the children of Israel and Christians today is the anticipation of one day reaching the promised land. We will now return to Pastor Holland's message entitled, Life in the Middle.
I do know that there's a street of gold. I know there's a gate of pearl. I can imagine what it may look like. Hey, some people live down here meek. They've lived a meager life. And they've not experienced a lot of great things down here. I do know that there's going to be rows of jasper. I don't know much about the jasper stone, but it's precious and it's beautiful. I know there'll be foundation of precious stones that support that city. I do know that there'll be a crystal river. I do know that the angels of God will be there. We read in the book of Revelation, the angels will be there and they'll be singing praises. The angels never experienced salvation and redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. But all the joy of seeing angels. Somebody said, do you believe in angels down here? I believe sometimes God sends us angels. Sometimes we don't even recognize them. In fact, the Bible said sometimes we entertain strangers unawares. But I know when we get to heaven, I believe we'll recognize the angels that are there. I know that the departed saints of God will be there. Somebody told me the other day, said, preacher, do you really believe that we get to heaven, we're going to know our loved ones? Well, the Bible said we'll know even as we're known. The hope and the help that I have today is to know my loved ones are in heaven. I've seen my dear mom and dad suffer. I saw them go through great pain. I wouldn't bring them back here for nothing in the world today. I'd love to see them. I'd love to talk to them. I'd love to spend time with them. Because they're in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only are they there, but I'm going there one day, and I'm going to see them again. The hope I have today is in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here and you got family that's saved, you know they're saved, and you know they're going to heaven, and you're not sure you're saved, I tell you, if there was no other reason, and there ought to be many reasons why you get saved, but if there was no other reason, I'd want to be with my family when I die. I'd want to go to heaven to be with them. I know that our departed loved ones are going to be there. I know that the departed saints will be there. My friends and loved ones, you will be together in heaven. I remember my daddy, he requested a song sung at his funeral. The song said, I want us to be together in heaven. Then we're saved by the grace of God that one day we'll all be together in that wonderful, beautiful place that God has prepared for us. There's not going to be any night there. Isn't that a wonderful thing? There'll be no night. It'll all be day. Somebody said, what about sleep? I don't believe we'll need to sleep. I believe we'll just enjoy the blessings of God. I know another thing that won't be there. There will be no sin in heaven. You don't have to worry about some dope head coming along and breaking in your house. You don't have to worry about somebody taking something that's not theirs. Because there's not going to be any sin in heaven. And brother, if you're saved by the grace of God and God takes you home, there will be no sin in heaven. And what a peaceful place it'll be. I tell you something else that's not going to be there. The devil's not going to be there. I tell you, he's here today. God's allowed him. He calls him the prince of the power of the air. And he's given him the liberty in order that he might walk in and to and fro on the earth today. But I tell you, in heaven, the devil's not going to be there. And I may get to heaven before it happens, but I know in the end, the Bible said the devil's going to be cast into the lake of fire. God never intended for anybody to go to hell. God prepared it for the devil and his angels. The man and his rebellions rebelled against God. You know something else that's not going to be there? There's not going to be any more pain or sorrow there. The older you get, the more pains you get. The aches, and sometimes it's a little hard to roll out of that bed. I know something else. I know who is going to be there. God Himself is going to be there. Oh, I tell you, the Bible says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I look forward to it. Down here, I've cried many a tear, and I tell you, I've cried over heartache, and I've cried over pain, and I've cried over many a thing. But when I get to heaven, oh, to look upon the precious face of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and know that He died for me. I know that our crucified, risen, victorious Lord will be there. And I know all of these things are true because the Word of God tells us. And I'm sure there'll be other things there. There's a place called heaven. I sing a song sometimes. Some call it heaven. I call it home. And truly today is a place where God dwells. And He'll bring us out. And He'll bring us from sin. The children of Israel left Egypt. They came to the promised land. Many did not get to enter because of their disobedience to God. But they lived in the middle. And friend, you and I are living in the middle right now. I don't know when it'll be. But we can make the grand entrance at any time. But along the way, the children of Israel had a gruesome experience. When you read about Israel, everything they endured during those wilderness journeys, it becomes quite clear that their experience in the wilderness was a terrible time of suffering, death, and pain. Those 40 years of trial, war, judgment, death, sickness, and terror, it was a horrible time for the Israelites. Remember, we are people on a journey. And we don't understand. We hate to hear the words cancer. We hate to hear the word surgery. We hate to hear the word death. But as long as we're living, we're going to be faced with these trials and these difficulties and these sicknesses and these pains and these heartaches. But one day, it'll all be over. Quickly, let me give them to you. I just want to tell you what we are. First of all, we're just pilgrims. The pilgrims, and literally, it was why Thanksgiving was started, was because of the pilgrims, came to the United States. You and I are nothing more than pilgrims. We're just living in a world until we get to the other side and enter into the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm proud to be an American, and I'm a citizen of the United States of America. But I'm going to tell you, my citizenship really is in heaven. In the United States, I'm just passing through. I thank God that He allowed me to pass through the United States. But as I travel along, every step I take, I'm faced with difficulty. I'm faced with problems. I'm faced with trials. But God will meet my needs. So just remember, this is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Second of all, we're needy. While we journey, we face many needs. But God's gracious. Friend, I need Him. I need His help. I need His strength. Thirdly, as we travel through, we're weak. The road we travel is hard. We'll face many trials, and our steps grow weary. But I want to remind you today, as long as we're making the trip and the journey, our God is faithful to deliver us. The children of Israel experienced terrible pain, sickness, death, judgment, and other things along the way. But did not God meet their needs? He supplied manna from heaven for them to eat. He supplied the water for them to drink. The people that He fed was into literally thousands of people that He fed on a daily basis. But God was sufficient to meet their need. I tell you, God will take care of us even though we're weak. For when I'm weak, then am I made strong. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. As we go through this journey, not only are we needy, not only are we pilgrims and needy and weak, but we're tempted. You know, the flesh is weak and susceptible to the traps of the devil. No person should ever stand and say, I will not sin. I'll never sin. I'll never do this. You better be careful. Because there's not a single person in this building today that is not capable of sin. Every one of us is just as human as the next person is. I hate sin. I'm against sin. And I believe we need to preach against it, stand against it. And we need to do everything we can to eradicate it in our lives. But as long as we live, people will fall into sin because of the temptation in this life that leads us in the path downward. But we must seek to ask forgiveness. And we need to pray for those who fall. And we need to encourage them to get up and to go again because God's promised us that He's not going to tempt us above that which we're able to endure. And able to withstand. He can help us because He Himself has been there. When Jesus was on the earth, the Bible said He was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. Jesus Christ was tempted, but yet He did not sin. As we go through this earth, we're pilgrims, we're needy, we're weak, and we're tempted. But I'm glad to know today that one day when I get to the other side, I'm going to make a grand entrance into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and experience the place called heaven. But I like this last one. We are not only tempted, but we're preserved. God did not deliver Israel from slavery, only to lose them on their way to Canaan. Notice our text again. He brought us out from thence, what? That He might bring us in. When God saved me, He gave me eternal life. And I know there's people today who say, well, I think you can lose your salvation. But I'm going to tell you something. When God saved me, He brought me out in order that He might bring me in. And He's not going against His promise. But just as sure as I came out, I'm going in one day to be with Him. He might bring them in. God did not save us to allow us to fall into hell. When the Lord saved us, He had a forever arrangement. He promises to keep us in 1 Peter. He gives us eternal life in John 10. He brings us in John 6. But right now, we're somewhere in the middle. If you're saved today, you've been delivered from the sin, the power of sin, and from the penalty of sin. And if you're saved, you'll find yourself in heaven one day. But on the way home, there's going to be some troubles. There's going to be some trials. There's going to be some heartaches. There's going to be some disappointments. There's going to be a lot of things we don't understand. But oh, I tell you, when we get to heaven, I believe all of that's going to be forgotten. I believe when we see the Lord Jesus Christ and see the place that He's prepared for us, we're going to dwell with Him forever and ever and forever in that wonderful place that God has prepared for us. He's delivered us from bondage. He's prepared a place for us to enter in. But right now, we're just living in the middle. And until the middle is over, God help us to be faithful to Him. There's a poem called The Dash. I've read it at some funerals. But it talks about a person dying, and it said on their tombstones the date they was born and the day they died. But it doesn't say much about the dash in the middle. And friend, that's where we're at today. We're the dash in the middle. And I tell you, our birthday was a great day. And for a child of God, our death day is going to be a great day. In the middle, that little dash stands and represents a whole lot that may never be accounted for except in our life that one day we're going to be with Him. God help us today to move on, to move out, and to trust Him to meet our needs. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You for the opportunity and the privilege we have to come together this morning. Lord, I do pray that You would help us as we look at the children of Israel. What a wonderful verse. It said He brought us out that He might bring us in. Lord, I pray today that You'd bring us into Your presence. Lord, help us that we might walk according to Your will. Help us to obey Your word and, Lord, be obedient to You. Father, I ask now that You would guide and direct this invitation. I pray that You'd speak to hearts. I pray that You'd save souls. Lord, help us to live life in the middle till its full extent. Help us to be faithful, loving, caring, and obedient. And Father, we'll thank You now for what You do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Who are you trusting in? How are you spending your life? Have you found your purpose with God? Christian, are you pointing others to the light of the world? The Bible teaches that we are all in the middle, headed for an eternal destination. Where will you spend eternity? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.